It's 97.9 The Box. You are tuned in to Access Houston. Joining me in the studio is the fabulous Dr. Ro. Now, you probably saw Dr. Ro last year at the Hip Hop for Health Expo. And she's also known as the App Doctor. Hello. I don't even want you to see my abs right now. Not after the children's fest. It is serious. I need to be getting myself together. But I'm so glad that you are here and joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for inviting me into Access Houston, JJ.
Now, people know you as the ab doctor, but you are really a physician. What type of physician are you?
I'm actually a family medicine physician, so okay. I see everything from the youngest child in the family to the grandmother.
Oh, awesome. How nice. All right. So how did you come up with the ab doctor? What inspired you to create the ab doctor?
So I have a son that's 3 years old. Before I had my child, I was about 140 pounds, in great shape, probably mm-hmm. the best shape of my life. Gained about 45 pounds with my pregnancy and had a really difficult time getting the weight off.
Yeah.
So I didn't decide to create this. It came to me because in the process of trying to lose weight and get my shape back, I found that people were interested in what I was doing, how I did it, and I was able to tailor that into easy steps that were practical for people to follow and develop a healthy lifestyle.
Where were you when I had my baby? Okay. Because I was like 200 pounds. And it was the same situation for me with I only have one child. And when my daughter came, I was like, I don't know why I can't drop this weight. Like, what? I'm doing everything. And it just took a really long time. It took longer than I think it would have if I would have known the proper things to do. I was still eating. Did you eat healthy, though, during your pregnancy?
I did eat healthy, but not as healthy as I did before, because before I was pregnant, I loved salads, but I would crave carbs while I was pregnant. So yeah. I wanted bread. I wanted pizza.
Yeah.
And I went with my cravings. I did not deprive myself when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
I ate.
You almost feel like you owe yourself.
Exactly.
I'm carrying a baby. I should have pizza when I want to.
But after the pregnancy, I went back to my diet. But exactly like you said, despite following what I thought was a strict diet at that time, I was not able to lose it just doing what I did before I was pregnant.
Okay. So then you ended up finding something that worked. And you said people were actually like, oh, wait a minute. How are you dropping all this weight? I need to know what you are doing. What's like one of the things that really stood out that you feel like helped you to lose the weight?
I think the biggest thing is cutting out the bread, the rice, and the pasta.
Mm.
And what I hear first when I tell people to do that is, I can't let go of my bread. I can't let go of rice, you know, but you can. And if you commit to doing it, once you do, you'll see a huge difference in your midsection.
Wow.
I always say abs are made in the kitchen. I don't do a lot of crunches and sit-ups or any of that. I just eat clean. You know, the more unprocessed foods you eat, the better off you'll be. And start off slow. If you eat that every day, then cut back to 5 days.
Yeah.
If you eat 5 days, cut back to 3 days, and then gradually 2 days and 1 day, to the point where you won't want it anymore.
Right, right. Yeah. People know like potatoes is probably like the biggest thing for me that I was just like, I don't know, like I can't live without mashed potatoes or a baked potato or French fries. Like, what do you mean? But I did honestly, like when I was at what I felt like was the healthiest point in my life, that was the biggest thing. I gave up potatoes and I was like, oh my gosh, it's crazy how, you know, you could work out all day long, but until you really see that your eating habits is what really tones you up and pops your muscles out, it's what you're eating.
Exactly. So
I'm really happy that you're going to be participating in the Houston Fit Family Expo. It's going on April the 12th from 10 a.m. to 6. Now, are you going to do something similar to what you did last year?
So last year we came out, we had, we did exercise demonstrations on stage. We also did HIV testing, blood pressure screening. We did waist circumference measurements, BMI screening. So we are offering all of those services.
Awesome.
This year, we've partnered with other organizations so that we can deliver these services to even more individuals.
Oh, good.
This year as well, we have our signature event, the Houston Fit Party, that we do Woo. Every month. It's we're socializing the day party meets fitness party. So instead nice. Of having our signature event, we're bringing it to the Family Fit Expo
oh,
this year.
Oh, cute.
So we'll be doing fit tests at our table. So come by. We'll have, you know, the strongest man, strongest woman competition.
Oh,
see
cute.
Who can do the most sit-ups, squats, burpees, which yeah. takes place at every fit party, in addition to cardio exercises, aerobics. So definitely want everyone that usually comes out to our fit party to come out to the expo
yeah.
so that they can partake in the screenings as well as the fun and entertainment.
Nice. That sounds fun. So is there a specific time that it's going to take place, or are they still working out the times?
We'll be at the table the entire duration of the event. So
oh, okay.
what we usually do is during every hour we'll have intervals that
oh,
we'll
okay,
offer
good.
It. So All during right. the entire event, actually.
Awesome. We had a lot of fun last year with you being there, and I know that this year is going to be a lot more fun. It's just, it's grown. So we're taking over Minute Maid Park, home of the Astros. We've got the concert going on, Zumba, line dancing, CrossFit, yoga, boxing. I mean, you name it.
We have it all.
Woo! It's going to be so much fun. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. People can check you out on your website too, right?
Yes, www.theabdoctor.com. In the past, I've been asked, where do you see patients? Are you seeing patients up to this point? That hasn't been the case, but stay posted. Subscribe to okay. the website. Coming this summer, Yay. I will be offering appointments here in Houston, but you have to subscribe to the website to find out when and where.
Woo! Well, there you go. All right. The Ab Doctor. Dr. Rowe, thanks for being a part of the show today.
Thanks for having me, JJ. See you at the expo.
Woohoo!
It's Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.